this is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your in-laws' life savings and going on a spending spree for your new woman, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow is right. Andrew, he's 29. He's now facing charges after he stole his father-in-law's life savings.
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking to the tune of $2 million.
Oh, my gosh.
So father-in-law kept it in a safe, and Andrew obviously knew where it was.
Oh, gosh.
So he, what he did was he called the cops. He reported a break-in, said, hey, someone stole my father-in-law's safe.
He's trying to blame it on a burglary?
Yep. Has like $2 million inside. And so the police were like, yeah, okay, all right, we'll look.
And then
immediately they're like, I wonder, keep an eye on Andrew. So Andrew has been unemployed, but he managed to, you know, through maybe a lemonade stand or stealing his in-laws' safe worth $2 million.
Oh my gosh.
Managed to buy new ATVs, brand new Harley motorcycle. Yeah, he'd go buy stuff for, you know, maybe like $30 and then, you know, pay with a $100 bill and say, hey, keep the change.
Oh, he's so generous.
But see, paying in cash was actually his giveaway, because you're thinking, okay, cash leaves no trace.
Yeah, no, it does though.
But it does when it's old money, old out of circulation bills.
Oh boy.
Because his father-in-law had been saving this, obviously, for decades.
Yes.
Yes. Putting it in a safe.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so he was using the money to, quote, take care of his new girlfriend because, yeah, it turns out he and his wife are in the middle of a divorce.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so, yeah, I need to impress my lady.
Right. Well, girlfriend.
Nice stuff, yeah. I don't have a job.
Girlfriend knew all about this, so she got in trouble also.
She did?
Yeah, she knew.
Oh, she sounds like a peach, too.
Yeah, she knew. She was like, yeah, you know what? Your father-in-law's rich. Why can't we be rich?
He doesn't need all that money.
Right.
He's probably not even going to notice
right. So
any of this is gone.
Thankfully, it sounds like police will be able to recover most of the money. He did burn through about $140,000.
Wow. So, okay. Well, I guess out of $2 million, glad that they caught on before he was able to burn through it all.
Yeah,
sounds
exactly.
Like he was capable.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your in-laws' life savings.
Oh my goodness.
Going on a spending spree, you're doing okay.
I think his ex-wife is probably pleased with her decision to divorce him.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Yep, that is your setting the bar story.